Teachers have a lot going on in the best of times. So what do you do to keep your side hustle going during especially crazy seasons, like parent-teacher conferences, grades are due, or there's an unprecedented pandemic on top of everything else? Stick around to find out. Welcome to Side Hustle Teachers, where we believe that being a teacher doesn't mean you have to be broke or burnt out. Our mission is to help teachers like you build successful businesses so you can find financial freedom, pursue your passions, and discover the many options that exist for you beyond the classroom walls. Hey there, and welcome back to Side Hustle Teachers. I'm Stacey Ogden, your host, and today's episode is brought to you by the Edupreneur Academy. That is the business school dedicated specifically to helping teachers start profitable side hustles while still being the boss in the classroom. If you are ready to join, you can go to members.sidehustleteachers.com right now. Today, we are talking about what to do when your teacher life gets so hectic that it feels like you can't keep up with your business life. It happens, you're a busy teacher, working all day and hustling at night and on the weekends, and probably in the morning and at lunch. And you've got a handle on things, or you're starting to, and then a school or a family obligation pops up and throws you completely off your routine. So what do you do? How do you manage those times? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. How to get ahead of those times, be prepared for them, and help your business coast on through so that you don't lose hard work that you've already put in. So the first thing I'm going to ask you to do is, as soon as possible, mark your calendar. I'm sure that this is something that most families do on the regular, but it's really, really important for entrepreneurs as well. Sure, there are things that crop up at the last second and spoil all our well-laid plans, but many of our extra busy times are planned in advance. So make sure that as soon as your school puts its calendar out, you add all those important dates to your own family calendar. And if you keep a separate calendar for your business, add it to those too. Make note of things like the ends of grading periods, when you know you're going to have to enter grades and comments. Make note of parent-teacher conferences, when your honors English students have their big papers due. All of those things that you can fairly easily predict when they're going to happen. Now, again, you might not know the exact time, so maybe use a highlighter or pencil to just sort of block out those days so that you know that might not be the best time to schedule something big for your business. And you should do the same thing with your family commitments too. If you know your kids have the school play every year in the spring, which means you're going to be busy painting sets and sewing costumes, block off that time. If your partner or your spouse is going to be traveling and you'll be solo parenting while they're gone, block it off. This way you get all those dates on the calendar so that you're not trying to double book yourself. The next important point is that you need to plan ahead. If you are a fly by the seat of your pants kind of person, this is going to be a new territory for you. When you think about your business, you want to plan for at least 90 days at a time. Some podcasts or business coaches will talk about 1 or even 5 year plans, but as a new entrepreneur, 90 days is really a reasonable amount of time to think about. Years can be overwhelming, especially when you're trying to work a full-time job at the same time. 3 months lets you plan ahead and work around things that are coming up, but it doesn't put too much pressure on you to know exactly what's going to happen in the future or be able to predict business-wise how things are going to turn out. If you don't have experience in that area, it can be difficult to do that. So look at your calendar when you're scheduling launches or open carts and make sure that you're planning around those busy times you already blocked off. You don't want to schedule a launch while you're trying to complete report cards. Nobody needs that kind of stress. So for each 90-day period, what you're going to do is ask yourself the following questions. What are you launching or promoting? What products are you putting out into the world? Do you have a course or a program you're opening? Consider any products or services that you offer and how you're going to market them over the next 90 days with respect to your calendar. So when you compare your calendar and what you've got going on business-wise, you shouldn't have overlaps between launches or promotional periods with those busy times on your calendar that you've already got blocked off. The next question is, what affiliate programs do you want to promote during this time? Maybe you don't have a product coming out, but you want to promote somebody else's so that you can still bring in revenue by recommending other people's products or services. If a business connection is launching or opening something to the world and you want to be an affiliate for them, be sure to match their launch with your calendar. It might not always work out, and that's okay. You just have to work with the calendar and the time that you have to provide for your audience. You need to ask yourself, what do you want to prep your audience for that is launching soon? So maybe it's not something you're launching right now. Maybe it's something that you're launching in the next 90-day window, but you want to get your audience warmed up and ready for it so that when you launch, they're excited and it's not something that's just coming out of the blue. This is another thing that you want to start prepping for during this 90 days. Now keep in mind that this sort of prep might be something as simple as making a couple of Facebook posts, doing a couple of Facebook Lives, but again, it takes some extra thought, so let's put that into our 90-day plan so that we can get ahead of it and not feel overwhelmed when the time comes. The next major thing you need to do in order to manage your business during these busy times is you want to get ahead during your slow times. Now, I know teachers don't really have slow times, but there are times when you are less busy. During those times, you can go ahead and get ahead on tasks, things like content creation or social media scheduling, graphics creation. You can even write emails to send to your audience for when you know you're not going to have the time or energy to do it on your usual schedule. So when you see a week on your calendar that has some extra room in it, and we're not talking about an extra day or an extra weekend or even extra hours, if you have an extra 30 minutes, schedule in some time to write an extra blog post or record an extra video and put it on the calendar, because you know what will happen if you don't. That time will get filled by either other obligations, your family, or, dare I say, sleep. And last but not least, remember that it's okay to scale back. When things get busy, it's okay to back off a little bit. Cut back on appointments with clients and generally take a step back from non-essential things in your business and in schoolwork. And I would also add housework, but maybe that's just me. When things get busy, what you want to do is focus on what must be done and let the rest go. Give yourself a little grace. Now that said, working on your business is a habit that you don't want to break. So try to keep a commitment to do something for your business every single day, however small that something is. Stay in touch with your community through email or your Facebook group or however you keep in touch with them so that the connection and trust you've built don't fade. That really is the most important thing, is that you want your community to know that no matter how busy things get, you are still there for them and are thinking about their needs. So don't worry if things get busy and you feel like you can't devote as much time to your business as you'd like to. Everyone goes through busy seasons in their lives, especially teachers, and everyone understands that. Now, if you're ready to start or grow your side hustle, I personally invite you to join the Edupreneur Academy. You can jump right in and follow our success path, check out the growing library of lessons and tutorials, and get support in finding your next right step. Right now through March 24th, which is coming up fast, guys, you can join for only 10 bucks a month and get access to all the tools you need to reach your goal. Just go to members.sidehustleteachers.com to join now. I can't wait to see you in the program and see all the amazing things that you are doing in your business. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen today. I know that you're busy and your time is precious, so I truly appreciate you spending some of it with me. If you like what you're hearing, you can support Side Hustle Teachers in three ways. Leave us a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts. Reviews help Apple know we're here and we're helpful so more people can find us. You can share the show with friends and family. Did you know that podcast listenership is growing every single year? And a lot of that is because of recommendations from people just like you. And lastly, join our community. You can find Side Hustle Teachers on all the major social platforms, and we have a very active, engaged Facebook group. Join us. All the cool kids are doing it. In the meantime, I hope you have a wonderful week, and until next time, take care.